Welcome to P&L. This is episode 4, and in this episode we are going to discuss price action. So, when we're discussing price action, we'll also cover a few other topics, such as liquidity, volume, news, and timeframes. Now, whether you're a fundamental trader or a technical trader, price action is a tool that you can use to help you enter a position, whether it's short or long. So, in saying that, I want you to sit back, relax, and ride the price action with me. So the main concept we're going to cover today is price action. So what is price action? If you have ever seen a stock chart or a chart of any tradable instrument, you will notice that it has historical price data. And this is the price action. So it's what the price moves around back and forth during the day and it creates. So whether or not it creates a candlestick, which has an open, close, high and low, or it's just a line chart. All the historical data to the left is the price action. So in describing the price action, we have the concepts that we discussed before. We need to talk about volume, which leads to liquidity and news. And then we also need to talk about time frames. So, price action is basically the market moving around during the day. Price action is made up of volume. So, what is volume? Volume is the number of shares or contracts traded back and forth. And for example, the daily volume is the number of shares traded back and forth during the day. So another thing we need to remember is that there's always a buyer and a seller. So every time you see a high and every time you see a low, there was a buyer and a seller. Now, the total number of shares traded back and forth amongst the buyers and the sellers is the total volume. Now, if we want to find a high volume stock, I recommend checking out FinViz and looking for stocks that have an average daily volume of over 500,000 shares. So why is volume so important? Because it moves price action more quickly to where it is headed. So what we call this is liquidity, or a stock with lots of volume is very liquid. So what is liquidity? Well, think about this concept. If you think about a pen, you can go to almost any store and buy it for a dollar. And if you buy a pen for a dollar, you could sell it to your friend for a dollar and they wouldn't think you overcharged them because there's lots of pens and you can get the price you want for the pen, assuming it's within a standard deviation of the current trading price. So, volume is important because the more volume we have, the more liquidity something can have. Okay, so liquidity will move the price more quickly to where it is headed. So, we want to look for stocks with lots of liquidity because we can get the price that we want. We don't have to worry about the stock or other instrument quickly falling or quickly popping without testing every single price. The next concept is news. Now, if you are a fundamental analyst, you would often look for something such as the earnings report to indicate the strength of a stock. You would use that information to gauge whether or not you think the stock price should be higher or lower. But another way to utilize earnings reports or other news related to an instrument such as a stock is volume. So if you know that earnings reports are coming out, you know that more people will be trading and there will be more liquidity, which in turn will move the price more quickly. So the next concept that makes up price action is a time frame. And now, when I'm referring to a time frame, I'm thinking about the technical perspective of looking at a stock chart. So for example, if you're looking at a stock chart and each bar represents one day of trading data, then that time frame is the daily time frame. So we can have many other time frames, and within the daily time frame, there's multiple other time frames as well. So for example, a monthly time frame contains many daily time frames, and the daily time frame contains many hourly time frames. So if you think about it, a monthly is the largest amount of volume, and an hour contains 1 hour of volume. So if you think that volume is significant in deciding where price will go, you would want to start on the highest time frame because that would tell you where the most volume is. So we talked about price action. Now we need to figure out how we can use these tools to help us analyze the price action and how it can help us better manage our risk. So when we think about a stock and how much something can move during a day, we can know how much we can expect the stock to move. And if we think that there's going to be more volume, we could possibly expect the stock to move more. So when we talk about the stock moving or moving more erratically based upon volume, we can talk about volatility. So if we know the average daily range of a stock, we can more accurately gauge our risk. This will help us in trading and will help us decide whether or not we can afford to enter a position here or if we should wait for the price to go lower or the price to go higher. Price action is what basically builds a stock chart. So how can we use this to our advantage? And I won't get too much into it right now, I'll do it in a later podcast. But when we think about technical trading, there's many patterns and many levels of support and resistance that are created based upon price action and historical price data. So our goal with understanding price action is to know how far something could possibly move in a day based upon its average daily range, which might increase or decrease based upon its volatility. And more often than not, this is correlated to the amount of volume, which we called liquidity. So the more liquidity, the more a stock could possibly move during its daily range. Now that you have a better understanding of price action and how volume correlates to that, along with news, liquidity, and time frames, I challenge you again to go to finviz.com, finviz.com, financial visualizations, and go to the screener tab and search for stocks with an average daily volume over 500,000 shares. So in doing this, I want you to pick a few based upon that, and I want you to look at ones that have earnings coming up. And I want you to compare the volume before and after to see if there's more volume. So in today's episode, we talked about price action and the concepts that make up price action. So price action basically is the movement of the price throughout the day, and how this correlates to volume, and the more volume equals more liquidity. And news can often bring more liquidity and push the price and create more volatility. So if we think about this, the time frames, if we know that more volume is coming, a higher time frame will yield us better results.